Incoming transmission.
Life, finds a way.
Start the Stark Contrast.
Hello, boys and girls. The leaves are changing. October's getting towards the end. Hocus Pocus is on TV. That means only one thing could be true. It's the best time of year. Halloween is here. It's going to be happening this Wednesday, but since we only come out on Mondays and Fridays, today's the special edition Halloween episode of The Stark Contrast. I am your host, Rod Stark. Over the weekend, I had a Halloween party where I dressed up as the serial killer, Freddy Krueger. Had a great time at the Halloween party I attended. Liam has decided he's too old for trick-or-treating, so on Wednesday he will be handing out candy with his girlfriend, Kirsten. It's that time of year. We're having fun. We're going to have fun today on the podcast. I'm going to take my InfoWars vitamins, channel my inner Alex Jones, and give you some conspiracy theories. Here we go. Let's get it going. Gonna pop those pills, get my male vitality going.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
There's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really just is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
They shut us down on Twitter. They shut us down on Facebook. But we're still coming to you to give you the information. You are the tip of the spear in the fight against those globalists. It's me, Alex Jones, to give you the truth, to give you the straight skinny on the what's happening out in the world. Those globalists be damned. The mainstream media is feeding you a whole load of horse manure. And I'm here to tell you the truth. First question we had was about chemtrails. I know you've heard that it's not true, it's not real, they're not spraying chemicals over our cities, but if you just take a look around, I think it's pretty obvious that they're trying to control our minds with these chemicals. They're spraying them over our cities, they're making our communities fight each other, they're controlling our minds. They're trying to poison me right now, but I won't let them. I won't let them stop me from bringing you the truth. I have a clip here from the great prince who tried to speak out on this. He tried to bring you all the truth. He tried to tell you the truth about chemtrails. And for that, he was killed. They faked his death. They made him look like he had an overdose. But you be sure they killed Prince for this. Roll the clip. Roll the clip. Let him know the truth about chemtrails.
Dreamer first. Tell me about Dreamer.
Oh, well, when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us. Mm-hmm. Because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time, and so that's cool. A jet just went over, and then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay, and you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails, and he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever, and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it. Because I was so moved that I had to write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says I was born on the same plantation, the United States of the Red, White, and Blue. And we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants, you know. When I found out there were 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to know why I was taught otherwise. Just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks. But don't, you know, don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to.
There you have it, folks. The facts are the facts. Prince knew. He knew. He made it clear. He tried to tell you. He tried to open your eyes, make you woke. And the globalist, the Illuminati, they got to him. They took him and they killed him. But that fight won't go on without you all knowing the truth and spreading the truth. Chemtrails are real. They're using it to control your minds. They're going to use it to try to take the election from Trump. Try to stop a great man that's trying to save this country from those reptilian globalist shill sons of bitches. And speaking of shill, somebody that I used to consider a brother, that I used to consider a friend, has sold out to these globalists. I'm talking to you, Joe Rogan. I've got a clip here where he talks a little bit about chemtrails, where he tries to cover up the truth and tries to go with those science nerds, trying to give you knowledge about how aerodynamics work. Well, you know what? We are not going to let facts stand in the way of the truth. We're not going to let science stand in the way of our facts about and our conspiracies about these globalists, lizard, reptilian, Luciferian, craze mongers who want to control us and take us to the depths of hell. Excuse me. Sorry. I apologize. This is a Christian show. I'm a Christian man. They just get me so pissed off. Roll the clip.
I just had to let Misha Tate know the world was flat. She didn't know that the man has been holding us down and fucking with us and giving us bad information. That satellites are bullshit and that the Earth doesn't rely on gravity, but it uses electromagnetism to make sure things get stuck.
Where is this coming from?
The world.
The world.
There's a lot of people out there in the world that are waking up. Do you know what being woke is? Are you aware of being woke?
No.
You don't know about being woke? Jamie's woke.
Stay woke. Woke.
Stay woke. You got to stay woke. Stay woke.
So people think that the Earth is flat?
Yes. You can also use wokeness as, you could use it as like, you could say like, I have wokeness. You know what I'm saying? Like you, just so because you're, just because of the UFC bantamweight champion does not equal your wokeness.
So what is wokeness? What
you're,
is it?
You're woke.
You're woke. You're aware. You're just aware.
The bullshit.
Oh,
that the man
bullshit.
Has been.
Like the Earth being round.
The Earth ain't round. The Earth's flat as fuck. The Earth is flat. And chemtrails are the government spraying the skies, and there's no gravity.
Here's
square and stationary
that.
Earth. Oh, is this a new one?
One of the parts of the theory.
You think chemtrails are real? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know. I kind of wonder what they are. Yeah. What are they?
That's a good question.
I wonder.
The problem is when people take that and then they go right to conspiracy questions.
Yeah, right. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I have questions. Like, I want to know what they are.
When
what are they?
When a jet engine flies through the sky and the jet engine encounters condensation in the atmosphere, it creates an artificial cloud. It's not an artificial cloud. It's an actual cloud. And the cloud is a direct reaction to the jet engine changing the temperature of the air in the atmosphere. It is scientifically proven. It's repeatable. They could do it over and over again. That's why when you see those things in the sky, those things exist when the jet engines pass through the condensation and it changes the temperature. And then they slowly fade away or not, depending upon how much moisture is in the atmosphere.
Why do some planes do it and other ones don't?
Well, because some planes are at different altitudes and some planes, you know how clouds exist in some places, but they don't exist
because
in other
places?
Because
in Vegas, there's people, well, maybe there's no condensation in Vegas. It was like there's flights coming in all the time and you watch a steady stream coming in and none of them have it. But then like the little like, I don't know, they're like small, I don't know if they're small planes or not commercial planes, the little ones, those are the ones that make all the chemtrails. So I'm like, does that,
well
they call them chemtrails. I don't even know if I'm technically saying it right now. I don't know what they are.
Well,
what do they call them?
They call them contrails. That's contrails. The real, like if you ask a scientist, they call them contrails. If you ask conspiracy people, they'll call them chemtrails.
Okay.
Because they think they're spraying chemicals in the air. This is something that I had to like deeply study for this show that I did called Joe Rogan Questions Everything.
Because I've wondered about this for a long time. I've heard so many, I've heard of obviously most of the conspiracy part of it.
Everybody hears about it.
And
everybody
hears
about
it. I've heard that they're trying to like control the weather with it somehow. By
well, that's part of the problem is that they are trying to control the weather. In different parts of the world, they spray, they do what's called cloud seeding. Mm-hmm. But cloud seeding is very different than what you're seeing when you're seeing these artificial clouds. What cloud seeding is, they'll spray a certain type of chemical into the atmosphere that will create rain. And they do it in Abu Dhabi. In Abu Dhabi, they actually do it every week. They do it once. So they've done it like 52 times a year.
And it makes rain?
Yeah. That's been going on for a long time. But that's very different than these artificial clouds that are being created by jets. That's just a side effect of air travel.
Can that be good for you, though? Like
the artificial travel, the artificial jets are the rain.
Rain. The chemical?
It's just rain. Well, it's silver iodine, I think, and some other stuff.
Is it fine to like fine to breathe in and stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not any better than jet fuel that's burning in your sky above
Very
your
true.
Head. That's the real problem.
Yeah, and the you gas know, driving here and all that good
Well,
stuff.
People that live near airports, they have a significantly higher rate of lung infections and lung diseases and lung disorders.
Like, interesting. I mean, like how far? Now I'm thinking about how far I live from the Vegas airport.
How far do you live?
It takes me like 20 minutes to get there, 15 minutes. Is
oh,
that too
probably
close?
Okay. Probably okay. Well, I think we're all fucked.
Yeah.
We're all fucked. We're all breathing
dust. We're all living
in
the same, under the same flat earth.
Exactly. Under the same flat earth. Well, that's one of the problems with the whole chemtrail theory. Like, don't they live down here too? They're spraying the skies. Like, what are they trying to do? And the idea is it's either weather modification or that they're trying to change our behavior. That some people think it's they're changing
our behavior.
I've heard
like it's something to do with crops too or something. They're trying to, I don't know.
You're growing crops in Vegas?
I don't think they grow shit in Vegas. Tumbleweeds.
And with that, you can see that Joe Rogan has turned his back on the truth of the InfoWars. He's not taking his vitamins. He's not saying his prayers. He's become a globalist shill. It saddens me. It saddens me. Joe, you're dead to us. You're dead to the InfoWars, to the resistance. You be a shill. We'll stand up for the truth and the justice that we know is right. Speaking of the Illuminati, I think by now all of you know the facts that the Illuminati is controlling our media, our entertainment. They've tried to shut me down. They say, Alex Jones, you just go away. You just shut up. I'm here for a reason. God put me here for a reason to tell all of you the truth about what's going on in this world. We're not going to let them shut us down. They could take away the Twitters. They could take away the Facebooks. They could take away my Apple podcasting account. But you know what? I'm going to come on here on the platform of the Stark Contrast to give you guys the truth and the knowledge that the Illuminati, they are going to put up the full frontal fight for your souls, but we're going to stop them. You are the tip of that spear. You are part of that resistance. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for standing up, listening to the truth, taking the time to figure out what nonsense they're spewing on the mainstream media garbage. Talking about fake pipe bombs sent to people like Pocahontas, that Elizabeth Warren that's less Native American than you and me, to Hillary Clinton and the rest of these globalist reptilian lizard shills. But they were fake. Fake pipe bombs. Fake terrorists. We know the truth. But not enough with that. Let's talk about the important stuff. Like the undiscovered species in our oceans. Oh yeah, they don't want you to know about all the stuff that lies in the ocean. Why? If you knew all the facts, if you knew all the truth that's out there, you wouldn't be able to be controlled like you are right now. They couldn't get you to go to work and pay these silly bills, and you waste your money on things that you don't need to waste them on. Before I continue, make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com, get your pills, get your male vitality, to make sure you're ready to fight with the resistance. But on to those undiscovered creatures. You know that there's many creatures in the ocean. Why don't we search for them? Why don't we spend our time figuring it out? Because if we did know the truth of it, they couldn't use their HARP satellites to control our weather, because we would demand accountability for those creatures that are in the sea. We would know that Nessie is a real thing. The Loch Ness Monster is real. They don't want you to know that. But I'm telling you now, I got inside information from the CIA, and they tell me that Nessie is real. And she's got a whole lot of relatives out in that ocean. Intelligent creatures that know the true history of this world. They want to keep that from us. They don't want you to know the true history of the Republic. They want you to believe and buy into this mainstream media nonsense. They don't want you to know about the creatures that know the true origins of our planet. They don't want you to know about the aliens in Roswell. They don't want you to know that they are losing. The time is coming. The rebellion is rising. The InfoWars are on. Another conspiracy that I'm always asked is, Alex, are you really Bill Hicks? Did Bill Hicks not die? Are you Bill Hicks? No, I'm not Bill Hicks. Do I look like Bill Hicks? Do I sound like Bill Hicks? He was woke, but sadly, he's dead. I think it might have been the globalists that killed him. But no, I'm not Bill Hicks. Another conspiracy that I was asked about. Who killed JFK? They would like you to think it was just a lone gunman. Others would like you to think it was a guy on the grassy knoll. Fact is, it was part of the Secret Service. It was an accident. He accidentally shot him to cover it up. Because they knew that we wouldn't take that lightly. They came up with the backstory. Then they had Ruby shoot Lee Harvey Oswald so he could never tell the truth that he saw from that window. He tried to kill the governor. He wasn't aiming for Kennedy. And then an accidental gunshot takes out our president. But they had too much on their agenda to let us know the truth. You think the CIA wants you to know the truth? You think the Bushes want you to know the truth? What about 9/11? Huh? You think they'd let you know the truth about 9/11? That it was all a setup by the Saudis to get us to have war with Iraq? To go take out one of their enemies for them? To clear out some paperwork that showed improprieties that was held in the World Trade Center and in the Pentagon? No, they don't want you to know the truth. Go do a little search. Go do a little search and you'll see the truth about 9/11. Was it hijackers and planes? Yeah, it was did we melt steel with explosives? No, it doesn't take that for a conspiracy to happen or to be an inside job. We allowed it to happen. Elements of our government allowed this to happen to support the Saudis. I've dropped a little bit of truth on you. I want you to take a chance to take that in. Think about it. I gave you some stuff to think about today. I thank Mr. Stark for allowing me to come on the Stark Contrast to be part of the Halloween episode to allow you all to open your eyes to the truth in this country. We have a great nation. We can take it back. It's time to take it back from those globalists, to take it back from those interdimensional child molesters, those reptilian scum. Excuse me. Sorry. I apologize. This is a Christian show. I'm a Christian man. They just get me so pissed off. And don't think that they aren't involved in this whole conspiracy of Halloween itself, trying to turn your little children into socialists, thinking they need free candy, dressing up like goblins and demons. You know what you should be handing out on Halloween? Hand out the Bible to these little hellions. Teach them the ways of the Lord to turn their back on these reptilian, Luciferian, interdimensional child molesting scum. I'll leave you with this. Open your eyes. Take the red pill. And if you have any questions or comments for Mr. Stark, call the hotline, 920-395-8930. Make sure you're ordering on the InfoWars store, InfoWars.com. You are the tip of the rebellion. I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murder scum. There were giant death factories keeping babies alive. And selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video.
I fucking love Satan, so
thank you. I kill my kids.
Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man.
He came. You saw? He died.
She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
What the hell?
That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
There's a guy on the radio.
who apparently Trump's on his show frequently, he said me and Hillary are demons. Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something?
I had never seen or smelled any woman like that, ever.
People are telling me she smells.
Who could not notice someone who smelled that bad?
Literal vampire pot and goblins hobbling round coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's self rising up against us.
Millions of burning people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stab your daughter at the mall. Oh, oh, oh. We're gonna stab your wife, your son. Ooh. We're gonna stab you with a butcher knife, and then the police chief is gonna say, we love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good, oh, they're so sweet.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning, and they had the police chief on making excuses from that town in Minnesota. And they had the Fox News host, this is the Fair and Balanced channel, going, Donald Trump really stepped in at this time. He said it was a bombing before it had officially been called a bombing, and Hillary's on him, and she's got some really good points.